Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knee Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Mastery, Robert Greene synthesizes years of research and a myriad of biographical sketches of historical figures to distill the universal ingredients of success and expertise. Published by Penguin Books in 2012, Greene explores the paths taken by great historical figures to achieve mastery in their fields and distills this process into actionable advice for modern readers. Drawing from the experiences of figures such as Charles Darwin, Benjamin Franklin, and Leonardo da Vinci, Greene argues that mastery is not a product of preternatural talent or IQ, but rather the result of a specific mindset and a strategic approach to one's interests and career. This comprehensive exploration into the lives and habits of masters through history aims to uncover the keys to unlocking one's full potential. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discover your calling. The Life's Task, Robert Greene emphasizes the importance of finding one's life's task, a pursuit that truly resonates with one's innate interests, passions, and inclinations. This foundational step is crucial as it lays the groundwork for a fulfilling and successful career. Greene suggests that this discovery process involves deep self-reflection and the courage to pursue one's interests, even when they go against conventional wisdom or societal expectations. The mastery of a subject or field starts with this deep personal resonance, making the initial discovery of one's life's task a pivotal point in the journey towards mastery. The author provides strategies for identifying this deeply personal mission by suggesting that one pays attention to those subjects or activities that consistently draw one's interest and passion over time. He also warns against the dangers of deviating from one's life's task for short-term gains or societal pressures, as this can lead to a lack of fulfillment and prevent one from achieving true mastery. Secondly, the apprenticeship phase. Once one's life's task has been identified, Greene details the apprenticeship phase as the next crucial step in the journey towards mastery. This phase is characterized by intense learning and observation, where one absorbs the skills, knowledge, and practices fundamental to their chosen field. During this period, humility and persistence are paramount, as individuals are likely to face challenges and initial failures. Greene highlights the importance of finding mentors during this phase, as they can provide invaluable guidance, feedback, and shortcuts to skill acquisition. Moreover, it's essential to develop a wide base of skills and to understand the broader context of the field, which Greene refers to as the dimensional mind. This comprehensive approach not only facilitates greater creativity and adaptability, but also lays a strong foundation upon which one can build specialized knowledge. The apprenticeship phase, though often challenging, is essential for developing the depth and breadth of knowledge necessary for true mastery. Thirdly, creative active phase. After the apprenticeship comes the creative active phase, where the acquired knowledge and skills are put into action through creative endeavors and projects. Greene argues that this phase is characterized by experimentation, innovation, and the application of one's unique perspective to solve problems or create new things. This is where one's individual contribution to the field begins to take shape, as they synthesize their accumulated knowledge in innovative ways. The creative active phase requires one to take risks, embrace failure as a learning tool, and persist through challenges. Greene suggests that mastery involves not just the accumulation of knowledge, but also its application in the real world to push boundaries and contribute original ideas. This phase is critical for developing one's voice or style and for making significant contributions to one's field. It's also during this phase that masters begin to influence their domains as their unique contributions and innovations gain recognition. Fourthly, the role of social intelligence in mastery. Greene underscores the importance of social intelligence as an oft-overlooked component of mastery. He posits that mastering a craft involves not just the acquisition of technical skills, but also the ability to navigate the social landscape of one's field. This involves understanding the dynamics of power, networking effectively, and managing relationships. Social intelligence allows individuals to advance their careers, find patrons and supporters, and avoid the pitfalls of office politics or professional rivalries. Mastery in any field is not achieved in isolation, but requires the ability to collaborate, influence, and lead others. In this light, Greene provides practical advice on developing empathy, observing social cues, and cultivating positive relationships, which are vital for anyone looking to rise to the top of their domain. The mastery of social intelligence is what differentiates those who excel technically but stagnate professionally from those who achieve true greatness and recognition in their fields. Lastly, mastery. The ultimate human potential, the culmination of Green's mastery, is the realization of one's ultimate human potential through the relentless pursuit of excellence in a chosen field. Mastery, as Green defines it, is not a destination, but a process, a continuous journey of learning, refinement, and application. It represents the highest form of accomplishment and personal fulfillment one can achieve. Masters are not defined by innate talent or intelligence, but by their perseverance, strategic approach to learning, and the accumulation of vast experiences and knowledge. Green encourages readers to view mastery as an attainable goal, achievable through dedication and the systematic application of the principles outlined in the book. The attainment of mastery not only leads to personal satisfaction and success, but also contributes to the advancement of society by pushing the boundaries of what is possible. Throughout history, masters have been the pioneers of innovation and progress. Green's portrayal of mastery challenges readers to aspire to their highest potential and leave a lasting mark on their world. In conclusion, Robert Greene's Mastery is a compelling guide for anyone who aspires to excel in their chosen field, achieve personal fulfillment, and make a significant impact on the world. It is especially beneficial for young professionals embarking on their careers, individuals seeking a change in their vocational path, or anyone who has a deep desire to unlock their full potential. By following the structured path laid out by Greene, which emphasizes the discovery of one's life's task, the importance of an apprenticeship, the evolution into the creative active phase, the cultivation of social intelligence, and the pursuit of mastery as an ongoing process, readers are equipped with a roadmap to achieving greatness. Mastery not only inspires but also provides the practical tools needed for turning one's passions into expertise. In a world that often celebrates quick success and superficial achievements, Green's book stands as a testament to the value of deep work, persistence, and the lifelong pursuit of mastery for personal and societal advancement. If you would like to support Robert Greene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.